Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, you want to just take turns? Just say your name and your role with the show.
Zurin Villanueva, I play Tina Turner.
Hi, Naomi Rogers, and I play Tina Turner.
Newly at the National Theater here in D.C. It's October 4th through the 23rd. So, hey, thank you both so much for joining us.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so I want to say off the top, before we get into the story or anything, explain why there's two people here. You're both playing Tina Turner in a dual role. Zurin, you want to explain how that works? It's basically equal time, depending what day folks see the show, right? They'll see one of you in the lead role.
Yes, well, because the life of Tina Turner is so grand, we need two people to accurately play her. We're each doing four shows per week, and we alternate, we go day on, day off, and we are equally billed in a role and bring our special things, and that's what we're doing. It's great.
Now, Naomi, is that, I mean, Zurin said that, you know, the life is so grand, it requires two people, but Naomi, is it also because of the role? I can imagine the furious dancing and everything. You probably need a day off after you do.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd like to tell people, ever since I found the word taxing, it is a very taxing role. And also it deserves to be given 100% at all times, every single day. So to have two people being able to do this role and to give 100 every single time each audience sees it, it's amazing. And it should be that way.
Definitely. Now, of course, this role, you know, went on Broadway. It won the Tony for Adrienne Warren for, you know, lead actress in a musical. So, I mean, it's big shoes to fill, and actually local shoes, I believe. Warren, I think she has Virginia ties. So
she does.
Yeah. So talk about how proud, you know, I don't know which one of you wants to take it, but, you know, how proud of you are, you know, the local roots, but also, you know, it is, you know, big shoes to fill.
I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm from down the street from where Adrienne, you know, was in musical theater. I know her musical theater directors and things like that. You know, my musical theater director from high school knows her personally as well. So it's just like the connection is amazing. But also to know that someone came out of VA and did that, 757 stand up. We are here and we are doing it. So I'm very, very proud of her. And it was like, it was shocking to get it. And it also showed me I'm meant for this role. When I saw that she was from VA, I was like, oh yeah, it makes sense.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And now it's coming full circle back here to DC. Do you remind us, do you know where the production actually began before it hit Broadway? Did it start in London on the West End, I think?
It did. It did indeed. That's where they built the entire show, in London.
Wow. And then of course came here and Broadway, you know, just dominated Broadway. But is this the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it is the first time, thanks to this tour, a national tour. I think it is the first time that DC folks can see it though, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
So it's never played anywhere, Kennedy Center, anything like that. It this is the very first time.
This is it.
Wow.
The Tina Turner musical is coming to DC for the very first time in the first national tour, coming October 4th.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you. And I just needed a soundbite for me to use. All right. So without further ado, let's go into the story. Obviously, you know, Queen of Rock and Roll needs no introduction, 12 Grammys, all that. But just talk about, you know, what is this story? You know, like, does it, what part of her life does it tackle? Does it go, you know, childhood to, you know, her whole life? Or, you know, explain sort of, you know, what slice of life we're dealing with here.
I'll take that. We touch a little bit on her childhood, and then we go into when she started singing at 17 in St. Louis and how she met Ike. She began singing for him on the weekends and then joined his band. And then we go through their entire relationship with all of their hits that they made. And then we go on into after Ike, where she absolutely had to completely rebuild her career. So we go into that section and how she hustled her way back to the top, which is a part of the story that a lot of people don't know. I didn't even know it until we started this journey.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we
end when she's back on top where she belongs.
Awesome. So yeah, anyone that's seen the famous What's Love Got to Do With It, the movie, the classic with Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne as Ike and Tina, they know, you know, that it was a tumultuous relationship. Talk about how did they help each other, and also how she also, you know, she kind of needed to get out of that and move on her own.
I believe the only person that was helping someone was Tina, and Tina herself. I think we do give credit where it is due. I think it is it was one of those moments where Ike and Tina meeting was meant to be, but her coming into his life was to transform everything and to change everything. The story tells us about, you know, this musical tells us about how Ike had all these artists and all these people that wanted to work with him, but never ever wanted to give him his credit when it was due. They never did. And, you know, and he always said, you'll leave me high and dry like the rest, you know, and he always believed in her to get him where he needed to go. But Tina didn't know that she had the power to do it. So I think that what she went through helped her to learn and to find herself and to find her power and her strength. And all he did was just kind of get a little bit of the shine right along with her. But she's always been the star of this story. So I think it was meant to be that they met. So
yeah, but he was the wrong. He was just along for the ride. It was her show.
That's it. That's it.
Awesome. Well, of course, this is a musical. I know the phrase everyone says is jukebox musical or whatever. But like, seriously, like, talk about some of the beloved hit songs that we're gonna hear. We know all these songs. It's gonna be great. But rattle off a couple of them.
A couple of the hits.
The hit songs that you're gonna hear in the show. If you want to come and tap your feet and dance in your seat, you know, what are we gonna hear?
Oh, yes. We're going to hear Fool in Love, Better Be Good to Me, Private Dancer, Simply the Best, just to name a few.
And do you want to add in any others, Naomi? Your favorites?
The favorites of mine, I right now have to be What's Love and We Don't Need Another Hero. That's a good one for me.
Awesome. Is there a song that you can see that the audience is dancing the most to out there, you know, every night? I mean, What's Love and Simply the Best. And there's so many you mentioned, but what about Proud Mary? That's gotta be the bringing down the rafters.
I think Simply the Best is the crowd pleaser. I remember the curtains going up just to show the band and the bright lights and the Tina, you know, sign in the back of us. I just remember a lady she stood up out of her seat and just started clapping. It's not the end. We haven't even gotten to bows. She just saw the iconic, you know, Tina logo and the whole entire just world of what Tina looked like on stage, so she just couldn't help but to get out her seat. It was amazing.
Speaking of that, do you ever have people that, you know, maybe slightly older audience members that actually, you know, remembered when Tina Turner came on the scene? Do they ever come up to you afterwards and say, you captured exactly what I remembered?
They did in Providence. I got two sweet ladies that caught me at the stage door, and they said just that they actually saw her. And I was like, oh my gosh, tell me everything, because I wasn't able to. I'm too young.
Yeah, exactly. We've only seen footage and stuff.
right. She definitely said, you did her justice. You did it. And I was like, thank you. That was really the highest compliment.
That's the ultimate. Yeah, that's the ultimate compliment right there. Cool. Well, dish on the writer. I know it's how do you say it? Is it Katori Hall? Is that how you say it?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Pulitzer Prize winner, Katori Hall. So talk about just what is it about the writing, the text, that sort of brings the story to life? Because, you know, when you do a biopic kind of a thing, you could do it a million ways, I'm sure. But what specific to this writing do you think nails it?
With Katori Hall's writing, she writes in a very beautiful and musical rhythm which I happen to love. I love I love her constant alliterations. It really does make the entire script elevate and go with the music. So that's why I love it.
All right. And what about director Phyllida Lloyd? How does Phyllida visualize it on stage? You know, like, what do we see? Yeah, we're a radio station, so try to paint a picture with your words if you can. But like, what do we see visually in terms of maybe set or costume or, you know, the directing, the visual elements?
Phyllida is so particular in making sure that you know exactly what you're doing to one another on stage, but also in a way that is so strong that the audience should feel every single moment. It's more of a cinematic piece, how she directs. You know, she tries to make each moment clear and the objective strong. And I think that also, you know, Anthony Van Last and his choreography and Miss Janet and, you know, and also Sharika, all of our directors and our creative team, they came together to turn their baby that they already had from, you know, Broadway into this tour. And they added so much more that they knew that they could bring into this to tell the story and make it even stronger. So I think it's like sitting, it's literally like sitting back and watching a movie. This show is powerful. And I get to see it as much as I can when Zurin's on. So it's the direction is beautiful. And like Zurin said, the text with the show itself and everything, it just, it makes sense. It's you got to come see it.
Yeah, definitely.
You just gotta.
and I assume we have this, you know, the period visuals and the famous wardrobe and all that stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's got to be awesome. All right, cool. Well, we've talked a lot about, you know, the characters that you're playing, of course. But tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know, Naomi, you mentioned you grew up, you know, near where Adrian Warren was in Virginia. Give us a little bit more of your story. How did you make your way from Virginia to, you know, to Broadway and beyond?
Virginia was where I was born and raised. And then as a military kid, my mom and me moved to North Carolina with my stepdad. And then I found a little small theater at this in this city called Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And I just started theater here on, like from there on out. My mom took me to a show. I said, I don't think I can do this. She said, well, you have an audition next Monday, so you need to figure it out. And then after that, that was my career. I went to New York. I went to AMDA. I'm an AMDA alumni in New York. And then I just took off from there. After college, graduated, did Frozen, and then I got booked for this.
That's really, really cool. So from Frozen to Tina. All right. And then Zurin, same question to you. You know, where did you grow up and how'd you make your way to Broadway?
Well, I actually grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
So you didn't have to go as far geographically.
No, I didn't. Just take the A train. That's it. I did. My mother was a huge advocate of the arts. She my first musical that I remember was Beauty and the Beast. And then Lion King, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So I remember that growing up. Then I went to Howard University for musical theater, actually. So I actually started my career in DC. I did a play with Arena Stage before I graduated college, and it was called Crowns.
Crowns. What was it about?
It's a coming of age story. It's about a young girl that got shipped down south with her grandmother. And the woman, her and the women of the church, you know, grow her up a little bit and just, awesome. Just lead her on by Regina Taylor. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Arena Stage just does such great work. As do all the theaters down here. I mean, A Strange Loop played at Woolly Mammoth. I mean, come on.
Yes. I was at Woolly Mammoth just last year with Teenage Dick. It was really great.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And remind us some of your, you know, you have some impressive credits too, but remind us some of the shows you've done on Broadway and also on screen. They might've seen you in some streaming hits.
I was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Insatiable on Netflix. My Broadway debut was Shuffle Along with Audra McDonald in 2016. I was in Mean Girls at the National before we went to Broadway.
Oh yeah, and I covered that. Okay, so you were in that very first one. Yeah, everyone forgets it started there before Broadway.
Yes, yes, yes. And my last show was The Lion King. So like Naomi, I was also with Disney before Tina.
Exactly. Frozen and Lion King, and now they combine to play Tina Turner.
Exactly.
Awesome. Bringing all that Disney magic. All right, cool. Well, I have plenty to work with. Is there anything else we want to say before we go? Just maybe each of you pretend I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to the listeners and say, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time. I guess Zurin, go first.
All right, Washington, D.C., we need y'all to come out, get on your feet, and party rock with us, Tina Turner, the musical.
Yes, yes, come on out, enjoy, have a good time, kick your feet up and back. But when it's time to stand up, come and party with us. We will see you there.
It is simply the best. All right, cool. Again, everyone, it is at Broadway at the National on October 4th through 23rd, so get your tickets now. Hey, thank you so much for both of you for doing this. This was fun.
Thank you so much. This was great. Fun.
All right. Good luck at the show. Talk to you later.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.